Hallo Bruchontos, Idia Hasataba Hasudabra Andi, Ma celebre Indicadaya, Kate Bayahaku, Libre Kalima Antos, Idia. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this precious and wonderful morning that you have granted us. We worship you, we adore you, we lift up your name on high. You are the only God that we know. There is no God apart from you. You are the God of Mount Zion, the creator and the owner of the entire universe. Lord, we bless you. We fall prostrate under your feet. We join our hearts to the four living creatures, the 24 elders and the innumerable company of angels and multitudes across the nations of the world. And we worship you and we declare that you alone are holy. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Holy is your name, O God. Righteousness is your nature. You deserve all worship. May everything that has breath worship you. May everything that is in us worship you. We stand on behalf of our families, of our church, of our nation. And on this mountain, O Lord, we lift up holy hands and we worship you and we declare that you are worthy, O God, to receive praise, honor, adoration, thanksgiving. We give it all to you, O God. And most importantly, we want to thank you for the grace given us to come before your presence on Mount Zion this morning, to receive your word, your engrafted word, your transforming word, your empowering word, your word of grace, which has the ability to build us up. And Father, we pray that our hearts shall be open to receive that which you have for us. Grant us the grace to receive it, lambano it, appropriate it, and let us walk and function in this word of grace. We thank you. Even in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Child of God, we welcome once again to Mount Zion Daily Devotional. This morning, as we share the word of the Lord, be also reminded that on Saturday we are meeting at PRWC Atomic, 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. to pray 1.5 hours of unceasing, unbreaking intercessory prayers. The Lord, who is with us in this devotion, will also meet us on that mountain with his angels to meet us at the point of our need. We're still in the month of November, and our theme in the month of November, according to the Spirit of God, is reigning in life. God has purposed that from this month, we will reign as kings and queens, just as he has given birth to us to be. And we are sharing on the grace of God, which helps us to reign. And this morning, we want to consider the characteristics of grace, the characteristics of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Beloved, let me announce to you that the word grace, G-R-A-C-E, is also an acronym, a very beautiful acronym that have been coined by believers in the Lord. The G represents God's, and the R means resources, or some say riches. The A is act, and the C is Christ, and the E is expense. So if you put them together, it's God's riches or God's resources at Christ's expense. Grace is God's resources or riches which he released unto us, pour unto us at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. That should tell you and myself that grace, even though it is free, is not cheap. Grace is not the cheapest commodity. It's the most expensive resources that God has given to his children at the expense of Christ. Meaning Christ fully paid for grace by his tetelestai act on the cross of Calvary. And God offered this grace to us free of charge at the cost of Christ. Therefore, we should value grace and we should understand what grace can do for us. That's why this morning we are considering the characteristics of grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8 says that, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency and in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. God gives grace, and he gives grace in every area of your life. So God is able to make all grace, all diverse grace, diverse forms of grace, different kinds of grace. The grace you need as a man, the grace you need as a woman, the grace you need as a husband, the grace you need as a wife, the grace you need as a worker, the grace you need as a child of God, as a Christian, the grace you need to marry, the grace you need to conceive, the grace you need to raise your children. Every kind of grace that you need, every kind of divine help that you need, God is able to make it available unto you. And the Bible says when God makes all these different kinds of grace abound to us, he brings us to the place of all sufficiency. So one of the characteristics of grace you need to learn is that grace, when grace comes into your life, it comes with all sufficiency. It says that so that in all things, every area of your life, and at all times, in any point of your life, you will abound in every good work. God will so much supply you with his divine resources that you will lack nothing in any day, in any time, and in any respect, so that you'll be able to achieve and accomplish beyond what you ordinarily would have been able to achieve. So grace comes in diverse form. Number two, grace brings you all sufficiency from God. In fact, when we read 2 Corinthians 12:9, Paul says that it is said that, but he said to me, God is speaking, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, according to Paul, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So grace comes in sufficiency, and grace is sufficient. Anytime you ask God for grace in any area of your life, and God releases grace, that grace is more than enough to take you through. This morning, receive sufficient grace. Receive abundant grace. Abundant grace means sufficient grace. It is more than enough. It covers every area of your life in respect of which you are asking for grace. May that revelation be with you, that anytime God dispenses grace, it is sufficient. Receive sufficient grace this morning in the area of your studies, in the area of your career, in the area of your marriage, in the area of bringing up your children, in the area of attending that interview this morning. May his grace be sufficient unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Mashulabra ando sitaya. So grace is diverse. It covers there is grace for every area of your life. And grace is sufficient. It gives you all that you need to accomplish your purpose. Acts 11:23, the Bible says, when he arrived and saw what the grace of God has done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their heart. When he saw what the grace of God has done, beloved, the third characteristic of grace, that grace is a doer. Grace is a performer. He saw what grace has done. When grace comes into your life, it comes to perform a task. Grace is a doer. This morning, receive grace to do. Receive grace to perform. Receive grace to accomplish that task, that venture, that activity. Hey, receive grace to accomplish that vision. Grace is the doer. It's a performer. When he comes, it does some things in your life. It fixes some things in your life. when he saw what the grace of the Lord has done, received the grace of God to perform and to do and to accomplish every purpose in your life, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hebrews 4:16, we read it yesterday or so. It talks about the fact that when we come before the mercy seat, the throne of grace, we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our times of need. Grace is a helper. I don't know whether that's characteristic number four. Grace is a helper. Grace is divine help. This morning, as you bask in the grace of God, let the grace of God help you. Receive divine help from above, that which man cannot do for you, that which your money cannot do, that which your qualification cannot do. May the grace of God help you to accomplish it in the mighty name of Jesus. And Acts 20:32, we read it before. He said that now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up. It can build you up. Grace is a builder. Grace can lift you from your weakness to your strength. Grace can raise you up. It can build you up. Grace builds. May the grace of God build you, build your family, build your career, build your marriage. Grace is a builder. Receive the building grace this morning, even in the mighty name of Jesus. And grace also gives you an inheritance. Hallelujah. Among all those who are sanctified, grace grants you an inheritance in Christ Jesus. Grace confers upon you your right in Christ. Receive your divine inheritance. Let the grace of God help you to attain and accomplish your divine inheritance, even in the mighty name of Jesus. Romans 4:16 also shows that grace is a guarantor. Sometimes you want to access some financial help from the bank, they say, bring a guarantor. Somebody who will guarantee that, hey, you will perform. Hey, you will pay the loan. Somebody who can hold, who can express trust and allay the fears of those who are lending you the money. A guarantor. The Bible says in Romans 4:16 that therefore the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring. Nothing guarantees your life than grace. Grace has guaranteed your glorious life. It has guaranteed your honorable life. It has guaranteed your life of wealth, your life of abundance. Grace is a guarantor, is God's guarantee that it shall be well with you. Receive the grace of God as a guarantor this morning. And may the grace of God guarantees your life. May he guarantees your life. Because grace represents what Christ has done for you. Grace guarantees your salvation. Because Jesus has fully paid for your salvation if you are believing him. Grace guarantees your victorious living because of the tetelestai advantage. Grace is your guarantor in this life. It's a guarantor that your life will be a success. Your life will be victorious, that you will never fail. Receive grace as a guarantor this morning. May the grace of God guarantees your life perfectly, even in the mighty name of Jesus. Mashulabra ando sita hasulabra andia. Kalima asu labra asu labra akulabra ande. Maho koto shite kali kataya. Kolo osu labra ando. Kila ando koto ki I. Ma ondos ini haku labra asu labra akundo yundo. Kali hasu labra ando sita kiana handia hasu. Receive grace as a guarantor this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Abi asu labra akulabra ando. 1 Corinthians 15:10 says that. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I work harder, than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. By the grace of God, I am what I am, or I am who I am. And his grace towards me was not without effect. No, I work harder than all of them, but it's not I. It is the grace of God that is with me. 1 Corinthians 15:10. What is this teaching us? Grace defines you. Your true identity is the grace of God. He said he is who he is because of the grace, or by the grace. Grace gives you an identity. Grace defines you. It's not your qualification. It's not your weakness. It's not your failure. It is grace that has made you who you are. And grace will ever make you who you are. Do you understand this revelation? You do not function according to the depths of your pocket or the number of figures in your bank account. You function by grace. It means that you are not who you are by any other thing, but you are who you are by grace. So this morning, even if you do not have anything in your pocket, by the grace of God, you are who you are. You are not poor, you are graceful. Being graceful means being resource. For grace is the resource of God at the expense of Christ. And mind you, Christ has fully paid for grace. For it's not according to your bank account. It's not according to your weakness in your body. It's not according to your some limitations. It is your life is according to the grace of God. You are who you are by the finished work of Christ on Calvary. Receive this revelation. Grace defines you. Grace identifies you. Grace declares who you are, not your present condition. Therefore, don't see your present condition, the weaknesses in your present condition, your inabilities, your inadequacies. See the grace of God. See the resources of God all around you. And these resources are enough. They are sufficient. They can carry you through this life. Receive the grace of God this morning. Receive the grace of God. For you are who you are by the grace of God. Kila ako libre asu labra ashala andi. 2 Thessalonians 2:16 says that may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, the God of our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. By his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. Grace confers upon you encouragement. And this encouragement is eternal encouragement. Grace confers upon you every day good hope. It gives you hope in this life. Grace is an encourager. Receive an encouragement from grace today. Grace gives you hope, gives you good hope. Receive the encouragement, eternal encouragement. Grace is an encourager. If you have received grace, you have received eternal encouragement. Your life, you should not be sorrowful. You should not bend down your head in misery. Be encouraged by the grace of God. Grace is an eternal encourager. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lima hakula bra ando sitaya. Ame hasula bra ando. Lima nama nabaya. Makule bre ende katu asula bra andi. A celebre ende katula bra ando siana handi kataya. A lima hasoto yo. Brehende kalima hando. Moko tuto site kali katua anda hasula bra andi. Leba labra atu lebe kalu koto site kaya. Brahando si ilia hataya. Akule bro undo. Masila aswara handua. 1 Peter 5:10 says that. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you. Grace is a restorer. May the grace of God restore to you everything you have lost, everything that has left your life. May grace restore back to you. Grace is a restorer. Mashele bekiyana handaya. Him shall restore to you and make you strong. Grace strengthens. May the grace of God strengthen you this morning. Strengthen your soul. Strengthen your body. Strengthen your spirit. Strengthen your life. He will give you strength. He will make you strong. He will restore you. Make you strong. Firm and steadfast. firm and steadfast. May the grace of God make your life firm, make your body firm, make your soul firm, make you steadfast, stand in the law without wavering. Receive that grace, even in the mighty name of Jesus. Mikalabra ando shitikali asulabra andaya. Alima laba laba labra handu. Kotoyo shita hasaya. Child of God, begin to thank you. Ma koto bosi ilia hasaya. Amiha kulabra hasundu kiteya. Alima labra handu yosiana handi. Liba labra ankotu anahandia. Ake lebre kalu koto shite kali kataya. Mahasulabra ando kotole endia. Alihasu lebre kalia hasia. Ashundu kotobukia. Balabra ando sitaba andiki and handaya. And finally, hear this. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 says that, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, he became poor, so that through his poverty, you might become rich. Grace offers you a divine exchange. A divine exchange. He takes your weakness, he gives you his strength. He takes your poverty, he gives you his riches. He takes your sickness, he gives you his wealth. Grace offers you divine exchange. By the tetelestai work of Christ Jesus, receive a divine exchange. May every weakness, failure, limitation, despondence, devastation in your life be exchanged for the glory and for the life of Christ. May your poverty be turned into riches on the basis of Christ's finished work. May you be offered divine exchange as you access grace this morning. May the grace of God that has come unto you at Christ's expense, God's riches, God's resources, at Christ's expense, that be made available unto you. May you appropriate it. May you receive it. May you lambano it. May you appropriate this grace and begin to walk in the grace of God. Let grace define you. Be of grace and not of your natural self and the limitations and the weakness. Let the grace of God strengthen your heart. Let the grace of God strengthen your heart. Let the grace of God mashulebre ende katu asulabra andaya. Akile ende katu labra andos ilia ataya. Hebrews 13:9 says that, do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. And your heart refers to your spirit, your innermost man. It is strengthened by grace. Grace strengthens you. May the grace of God strengthen your spirit. When your spirit is strong, every part of your body falls in line. Your soul becomes strong, your body becomes strong. May grace strengthen your heart. May grace strengthen your innermost man. May grace take weakness and sorrow and pain from your heart and cause the strength of God to enter into you. Grace is a strengthener. Receive grace, child of God, and be strengthened. Receive grace, child of God, and be built up. Receive grace, child of God, and have help. Receive grace, child of God, and receive the ability to do. Grace is a doer. Grace is a performer. Grace is a strengthener. Grace is an enabler. Let the grace of God, which is sufficient, be your portion. There are diverse kinds of grace for every area of your life. Diverse kinds of grace. Receive the grace of God. Mashulebre endekatia. Ashoto yoshiteka likataka lumohandaya. This morning, don't see yourself. See grace. Don't see your weakness. See grace. Don't see your poverty. See grace. Don't see your sickness. See grace. For grace has been offered unto you. God's riches, God's resources, given unto you at Christ's expense. Let the grace of God be poured abundantly unto you, and be mindful that that grace is sufficient, is more than enough to help you through life, not only today, for the rest of your life on this earth. May the grace of God be your sustainer and be your strengthener. May it be upon your entire family. May your children receive the grace of God. Your husband receive the grace of God. Your wife receive the grace of God. May everything you are involved in be graced by God. May the grace of God be more than enough, be sufficient, so that when you are weak, you are strong. Because anytime you fall short, grace will fill in. Grace will fill in. Grace will fill in. Child of God, this morning, I commend you to the grace of God, which is able to build you up. I commend you to the grace of God, which is sufficient to take care of everything in your life. May the grace of God be abundant upon you and your family. May the grace of God see you through. May the grace of God strengthen your spirit, strengthen your heart. May the grace of God restore you. May the grace of God make you firm and steadfast. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mashule Brehende Katia, Asondo Kalima Hando Kulebrehende, Ali Atula Bra Asua Asia, Kele Kalu Kataya, Brahando Sita Hasula Brahando Siana Handi. Beloved, let's intercede for the needy, for the sick, for the poor. Intercede for the church of God, intercede for the nation, intercede for any topic that comes unto you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for grace. We thank you for your mercies. We commit our entire nation, Ghana, unto you, O God. We pray that you intervene in the affairs of this nation, that you turn this nation around, O God. Restore us, O Lord, into winning ways. Restore us into prosperous ways, O God. Intervene in our economy. Intervene in our social life. Intervene in our moral life. We pray for the church of God, that the church will be on fire. The church will move across the nations of the world with power. There shall be a mighty revival in these latter days, O God. Pray for ministers, O God, and lay ministers in your vineyard, that, Lord, you will grant us grace, you grant us strength, you grant us unction and power to rule and to reign and to lead your church, O God. Committing the Church of Pentecost into your hands, praying for our chairman, Apostle Nyamiche, and his executive, praying that you lead and guide them, grant them wisdom, understanding, power, grace, O God, to lead us, O Lord, to bring this nation before Christ. Committing my pastor, Reverend Obobi and his family and the associate pastors and leaders of PRWC Atomic, that your grace will abound unto them. Pray for every member of PRWC Atomic, that today your grace will be sufficient. Pray for the sick, the needy, that you heal. Father, touch that our brother who was admitted as Yahoo yesterday. Oh Lord, restore him to complete health, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for anyone that is sick, afflicted anywhere in the world. Let the angels of God move from hospital to hospital and conduct healing services, oh Lord. Restore the needy, restore the poor, restore the sick, restore that widow, that orphan, oh God, who needs your help. Today, send help to them. Let your angels minister grace upon us all, oh Lord. Turn our debts, oh God, into investment. Turn, oh God, our poverty into riches, oh God. Oh Lord, open some door. Grant us wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Show somebody what to do. Somebody who is at a crossroad that you know what to do with his or her life. Father, show that person what to do, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Intervene in difficult and challenging marriages, oh God. We pray for all the children of Ghana, all the children across the nations of the world, oh Lord. Pray for even toddlers, babies, oh Lord, that Father, your grace will abound today, even upon them all. May you bless them. May you usher them, oh God, unto sufficient grace, oh Lord. And may your mercies, oh God, be available unto all. Father, may you rule and reign and make this world a better place, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Beloved, let's pray finally for Mount Zion. I pray for our meeting on Saturday, and let's pray that God will be the God of Mount Zion. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we leave Mount Zion unto you, O God. You are the God of Mount Zion. You are the creator of this that we see, O Lord. Let your presence and your power increase on Mount Zion. Meet your people at the point of their needs, O God. Show yourself faithful. Show yourself powerful, O God. Father, deliver your people, restore them, bring holiness into their life. Let the fear of God rule over Mount Zion. Oh, we commit the leadership unto your hand, that you continue to sustain us with your grace and with your oil, with your power, O God, with wisdom and with your abundance and with your provision, O God. Father, saturate us with your mercies. Preserve us and our families. The devil does not like what we are doing. Therefore, let your protection be doubled over us and our family, O God. And when the enemy lift a standard, let the Holy Ghost and his fire and his power consume them in the name of Jesus. Let the enemies of Mount Zion come to nothing. Let them fail in their activities. Raise Mount Zion higher and higher and higher and higher. And let the angels at work on Mount Zion be multiplied, O God. And let them minister to everybody connected to Mount Zion. O Lord, we give you praise for what you have done for us this morning. In Jesus' name, child of God, lay your hand on your head and receive the grace of God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the hand that you have put on this head or this chest. Let that be your hand, O God, your hand of grace. Beloved, I bless you with the sufficient grace of God. I bless you with the building grace of God. I bless you with the strengthening grace of God. I bless you with the helping grace of God. I bless you with the diverse grace of God. May the grace of God wrap up your life in victory. May the grace of God usher you into higher heights and deeper depths. May your life be full of grace, and may your life be full of success. As you step up today, step up in victory, because it is not by you, it is by the grace of God. May your life be a fulfilled life. May the life of your family be a fulfilled life. May the grace of God minister to your needs, and may you have no lack in your life today. May the grace be a light unto your path, and may the grace of God be the strength that you need to go through today. May the grace of God be the favor that is around you. Favor before God and favor before all men. May your life be a great success today because of the grace of God. And may the grace of God be the portion of you and your family. May you never lack. May the grace bring you divine exchange. Anywhere that you are weak, may the grace supply you with strength. Anywhere that you lack, may the grace bring you abundance. May this grace condition your life. May it be your character. May it be your formation. May it be your covering. May you be called grace. And may this grace abound unto you. I bless you with all these blessings. In Jesus' name, I declare you blessed. Amen.